think one thing that people can derive from reading your work is just a really clear way of saying, okay, I work in this industry, I aspire to work in this industry, and it's the right thing to do to pursue these, you know, anti-discrimination practices, etc. There, but that's my day job. That is not left right. politics, and right. and I think there's a real sort of problem of left-wing people thinking that their soul and everything they do, it's almost like being a leftist is a sort of racialized category as well. Everything I do is like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
When you've got to separate these things.
Ken Warren, yeah. our colleague and an old friend of mine, and a very old friend of Adolf's, the person who actually introduced us to each other and the mm-hmm. person to whom our book is dedicated, you know, has always said, just the context of a novel, you know, how do you imagine a world, a novelistic world, where somebody striving to make a whole lot of money counts as making him a kind of political hero? And Ken's answer is, you make him black. And you can see that. People who regard the fact that they got tenure as right. like a blow for social justice. So right. yeah. it has never been a blow for social justice that anybody got tenure. And there's, tenure is a good thing. Everybody should right. earn their jobs.
So right. that's yep.
But like the moment in which you think, my politics are, I finally got promoted for the work I've been doing. And now I stand there as a black person representing all their black people. And so we both often say, you know, like, there's never been a moment in the history of the world where like some poor white guy said, you know, it sucks that I'm poor. But the thing about it is, when I looked over at Harvard and see all the white professors there, I feel a lot better about myself.
There's no trickle-down tenure.
Right, not at all.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think both you guys you put your fingers on something really, really important. I've been saying for a while now, as Walter knows, that there is no left in the U.S., period, right? There's nothing. And I hoped, at least till Corbyn got done, that it was a little different for you guys, but I think I can say the same thing about you now, that there's no left. There are leftists, certainly. But if we think of a left as a social force with condensed political capacity that has the ability to to alter the terms of public debate in any given domain of controversy. Well, there's no thing like that here. And there hasn't been for as long as I can remember.